We're going live to Hudson now to the First Presbyterian Church in the basement at the Hudson WGXC studio.
Stormy night as the train rattled on, all the passengers had gone to bed, except a young man with a baby in his arms sat there with a bowed down head. The innocent one began crying just then, as though its poor heart would break. One angry man said, make that child stop its noise, for it's keeping all of us awake.
My name is Victoria Ketty, and you are listening to WGXC Acra 90.7 FM.
Operation Unite Education and Cultural Arts Center offers a wide spectrum of programs to community youth.
The Youth in Action Youth Empowerment Program helps teens to acquire job readiness and leadership skills and understand local government. The academic program supports youth with tutoring and college prep experiences for their future in higher education.
Together, we participate in a variety of programs that broaden our perspectives, such as music, dance, theater, and cultural celebrations.
For more information, call us at 518-828-3612.
Tune in Wednesday, December 5th on the radio at WGXC 90.7. We've got more of our program changes. At 2:30 p.m., Stella Prince and her Get Happy Show move, playing music from the 1930s and 1940s. Then at 3 p.m., it's time for the Radio Survivor Show, a weekly show exploring the future of community media, radio, college radio, low-power FM, radio art, public access TV, and more on Radio Survivor, hosted by Paul Rimsmondale, Eric Klein, and Jennifer Waits. At 8 p.m., it's time for WGXC Live. We're going to go live to Hi-Low in Catskill Wednesday night for Spike Priggins' performance there, with guest guitarist Chris Erickson and also Andy Chernoff on bass and Doug Weigel on drums. Then at 10 p.m. it's time for Snack Point Charlie with your host Jeff Economy on the radio at WGXC.org, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Report. The National Weather Service in Albany is forecasting increasing clouds today with a temperature high near 34 degrees, but Wednesday night it will be mostly cloudy with a low around 20. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Thursday, partly sunny with a high near 36 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of snow showers, mainly after 10 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. And on Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 31 degrees. Friday night, partly cloudy with a low around 31. The sun rose this morning at 7:09 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:21 p.m. That will give us 9 hours and 12 minutes of daylight, 1 minute and 9 seconds less than yesterday. So there you have your WGXC Hands-On Radio Weather Report. For local news reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the Healthcare Consortium, a rural health network dedicated to improving access to healthcare and supporting the health and well-being of the people in our rural community. Throughout 2018, the Healthcare Consortium will be celebrating 20 years of serving the residents of Columbia and Greene counties. To learn more about the Healthcare Consortium and its services, please visit www.columbiahealthnet.org. Or call 518-822-8820.
Well, good morning, all you bright siders. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, here on this Bright Side Wednesday morning. And beloved, I don't understand it, but today, pardon me, is starting off a little rocky here. And so we're going to do what we can to get us through. We are looking for some music for you. And let me tell you, came in and all kind of technical stuff was going on. That is my mode of operation, I guess. And so we're powering through that. But at the moment, I'm looking to see how I can hook into some other form of technological advancement here to get my music thing going. How y'all doing out there? I hope you're doing well. It's beginning to feel a lot like Christmas, that's for sure, everywhere you go. And so we have some tunes lined up for you for a soulful sound for Christmas. Yes, that's what we wanted to do. Soulful sounds of the season. We just came out of Thanksgiving. And we've certainly given God thanks for all the blessings of the season of Thanksgiving. I hope you enjoyed some good food and good company and fellowship with family and friends. I know I did. And I just want to shout out to some people who really made my Thanksgiving one to remember. I want to shout out my Christmas angel, my Thanksgiving angel, Sister Teresa and Brother Cleveland, Brother Randall and Pastor Iris. You all know who you are. You all know what you did. So I'm grateful for you. And yes, you made a blue situation bright. And that's what it's about, right? You know, no matter how low the clouds may hang or how gray the day, the sun is out there and there's a bright side somewhere. I guess it'll be in my book when I get around to writing it. All that happened in this past Thanksgiving for me. But truly, it is a testimony that there is a bright side somewhere. So I'm in here in the beautiful downtown Hudson studio. And I'm just glad to see the sun is shining. If you've ever been to our studio, you can see that we have these glass doors at the studio door and then the glass doors to the entryway. And so the sun is beaming through both doors and bringing much light into here. I just wanted to share that with you. It feels so good in here with all that sunlight coming in while I'm working on getting this situation straight here. What else do I want to talk about today? You know, I was going to do a little Christmas trivia with you as well. And one of the things that I found out was that Saint Nick, you know, he was a saint in the Catholic Church. He was a monk, a priest in the Catholic Church. And he used to go around doing good and giving stuff to the poor folk. And so the whole tradition of Saint Nick comes from him. His body got stolen. One Christmas Eve, his body got stolen. Amazing. It got returned. But somewhere along the line, and I'm not sure how the line travels, but somebody in Troy, New York, shout out to Troy, New York, penned the poem that has become affiliated with Christmas and old Saint Nick. So a shout out to that as well. I am here. Let me see what I'm doing now. I got this this Android in my hand, and I am looking for, I know what I'm looking for. Hallelujah. I know what I'm looking for. I certainly do miss having my station program coordinator here. I could just rap on that door or that window and she'd be here in a moment to help me get through. But I'm working on it, y'all. I'm working on it. And then we're going to get that other piece going while this song is going. Now, hopefully this is going to play. And then we're going to get some music going for you soon as I figure this thing out. Okay, I hear it in here, which is not a good thing because that means you don't hear it out there. But let's see how we do with this. Is that going to play it? That didn't do it. How about this? Is this going to play it? That didn't do it. I sure hope that I can get some music out to you today because it's Christmas and we're supposed to be hearing Christmas music right about now. Well, what else can I talk to you about while I'm working on this and looking to get this music playing? I've got this cord in here, but it doesn't seem to be connecting. And what happened was I came in and the tablet was down and then got frozen and couldn't get that thing going. And then all of a sudden, I called out for help and help came, and we got that on. And then it said the chrome was down, and then I got that going. And then it says, did I have to put in a new password? And that's where we got stuck, because I have all these securities. And so I got to get a code from here and then make a new password there and verify this and verify that. And we got caught up in that this morning. But, you know, we don't quit in the dip. That's what we don't do. So we're going to try and see if we can get this music going here, because it says that it's not going to play through this. It's not going to play through this. All right. I'm not going to give up. Don't y'all give up on me either. There's some things that are going on. And if you listen to the radio, not on this show today, but you listen to the radio, you get all these announcements about all these fantastic things that are going on for the season. There's something that's coming up, and I'm going to be a part of that on this Saturday here at the Hudson Hall. And that is with the Upper Hudson Planned Parenthood. They're going to have a rally in the valley, and that's going to be all day long, free workshops for those who want to come out. I'm going to be part of a panel for Concerned Clergy for Choice on Saturday at the Hudson Hall, and I'll be part of that panel around 2 o'clock. So if you're in the area, why don't you come on by and say hi, all right? Let me see. I'm at the point where I'm ready to put my tablet, my cell phone, up to the microphone so you can hear what's playing, because it's hearing, it's playing here, but it's not playing out there. All right, so I know that part of my WGXC family is going to help me. Ah, something's happening. Okay, but that's not what I wanted to play. So something's happening, though. Let's see. There we go. Something's playing.
Yeah, but you're not playing on the air.
Oh, it's not playing on the air. I see. It's not playing on the air yet. Hi. All right. We're going to see if we can work out the real deal in a moment. And we'll get back with the playlist that we had for you. This is Nat King Cole. It's not coming through too loud, though. I told you there's no quit in the dip, y'all. I got it. So we're going to proceed. No, we don't got it. Oh, that is too much. That is too much. It's just too much today, y'all. It's just too much. I'm telling you, I don't know what I'm going to do right up in here right now, because guess what? The whole thing just shut down on me. Yes, it did. All right. Well, we're going to go back to plan A. We're going to go back to plan B. You can't do plan A. We're going to go back to plan B. All right. Well, listen, let me see what else is going on while I queue up another song. I can tell you what songs I was going to play, though. Y'all can take note. First off, I wanted to play you some Miss Mandisa, because you know if it is Brightside Wednesday, there's some Miss Mandisa somewhere, right? And she's got this song I love. I wanted to share that with you. And it's called It's Christmas. And so y'all want to, you know, get a little bit Mandisa going on, you might want to check that one out. And then we have, what else did we have for you? Oh, we had Miss Whitney Houston, the late, great, never to be duplicated, Miss Whitney, my goodness. And she had, well, you know, something else I found out is that most artists do a Christmas album. So if you have a favorite artist and you're trying to get into the Christmas spirit, just check out, you know, go online and look up their Christmas album, okay? Because I bet you they got one. And that's what I did. I did that, and I found out that Miss Mandisa has one, and I love this song. I wanted to share that with you. I'm still working on seeing if I can get it going, though. I'm not going to give up till I get there, all right? Then let me see who else had songs out there. We have Miss Whitney and Miss Mandisa and somebody. You know what? I'm almost there. Am I there? We're going to see. No, couldn't get her up. Well, who else we're going to play for you? I'm going to. You know what I need to do? I need to take a minute and just pray and say, help, Lord, help, help, because it's looking at me and I'm pushing play, but it ain't playing. All right, so what we doing here? All right, I heard a promo. Thought I got interrupted, which would be fine while I work this all out. Miss Mandisa. There we go. Gotcha.
Those old Christmas movies that never get old. Gather up the family, carol the town. People need love, so spread it around. And let's not forget, it's what you give, not what you get. Remember this, Jesus is the reason for. Yeah.
Yes, we are. We're going to celebrate his Christmas. Did y'all hear that? I said, I forgot. I said, I didn't pray, right? I said, I got to pray. Lord, help. And look what happened. We were able to get Whitney Mandisa on. So we're going to pray some more because we working with a bunch of devices here. But we're going to get this music out there. And we want to get you some Miss Whitney Houston going in a minute, too. And I just love this one, Deck the Halls. Yes, I love it. And I hope you do, too. We're going to play for you, Miss Whitney Houston. Joy to the world. Okay, so, you know, that's why we need your support, beloved, because we need some new equipment. I switched up. I got a couple of devices here, and I switched up. Now, I can hear her very well, but it's not, the cord is not connecting, so I'm going to try and get it to connect so you can hear Miss Whitney like I'm hearing Miss Whitney's right now. Nope, that's not working. All right, so where am I? What am I doing here? I'm asking for some more help. All right. So back to our soulful sounds of Christmas. Hallelujah. They're playing wonderfully for me here in the studio, but not out there for you in Radio Land. We are going to be listening to, hopefully, if I get it together before my hour is up, we're going to be hearing some John Legend. Oh, I wanted to tell a little story about John Legend, too. You know, Mr. John Legend was a music director at a church in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where my good friend was the pastor. And when I went to visit, and this very refined gentleman came in, he slipped into the piano bench and began to play and guide the music and the ministry there. And then he slipped out. And lo and behold, not too many months after that, I was watching a Oprah Winfrey show, and she talked about this young man who had taken her by storm. And she played some of his music. It was none other than that same church musician, Mr. John Legend, who was blown up and in a big way. Shout out to him and his wife with their two lovely children. And she had put on a post about their son, Miles, and that he had been born with a flat head and that he was going to be wearing a helmet to reshape his head. And I think that was very brave of her. But what it did was it sparked a bunch of people to send in pictures. And that was so beautiful to see as well. And, you know, that's what it's about. It's about, you know, we are not out here alone. We all going through something. And we share and help each other get through. And they put their posts of their children with their helmets on. And just amazing thing that we have in medical technology and medical advancement that we can do this sort of thing, reshape children's heads and whatnot, you know. But anyway, Mr. John Legend has a Christmas album out as well, and it's called A Legendary Christmas. How about that? He's a crooner, you know. And so we wanted to jazz it up a little bit and give you a little bit of a crooning for Christmas. His song is called Christmas Time Is Here, and we want to share that with you out there. So here we go.
Christmas time is here. Happiness and cheer. Children call their favorite time of year. Snowflakes in the air, yeah. Carols and rhymes of love and dreams to share. Sleigh bells in the air and you'll be everywhere. Yuletide by the fireside, joyful memories there. Christmas time is here. We'll be drawing near, yeah. All that we could always see, such spirit through the year. Spirit through the year. Oh, celebrate, 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 yeah, yeah. It's Christmas time, yeah. Mm, yeah, 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 yeah. Celebrate, 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 celebrate. Ah, it's Christmas. Celebrate, oh, oh, it's Christmas time right now. This year, this year. Celebrate, 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 celebrate.
Did you like that? I tell y'all, no quit in the dip. Did you like how I kept talking through? Let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4 devices plus the board. And I put a prayer up. Thank you, God, for answering prayer. Oh, my gosh. And thank you, Lynn, for rushing in here as well. So, beloved, I have a, let me see, there's an Unsilent Night coming up on Saturday, December 22nd. And and it is Phil Klein's Unsilent Night. They telling people to bring your boom boxes and your big speakers. It's going to be outside of the First Presbyterian Church at Warren and 4th Streets, and march and sing along, right? So, hey, that's something to do. That's Saturday, December 22nd, and that's going to be starting at 6:45, where they say arrive by 6:45 to participate. Yes, we want you to do that. There's going to be so many good things. Oh, my goodness. Winter Walk. We just had Winter Walk here in Hudson. And the weather could not have been better. If God gave a better night, he kept it for himself. Weather was just wonderful. Walking from one end of Warren Street to the other. I think it was about a two-mile walk from the top of Warren to the end. And just a lot of people, a lot of food, a lot of activities. All kinds of things going on. It was just wonderful. Was very happy to be out there with my good friend, Sister T, and meeting some more good people, too. So shout out to Nia and Val and Usha doing their thing out there as young women of color entrepreneurs. Yes, we are excited about that. Hey, you are listening to WGXC Acra, and that's here at the beautiful downtown Hudson studio. We also are available at WGXC.org online and archives. You can, if you want to have a good laugh, check out my archive and hear about the adventures of radio with Pastor Kim, the Perpetual Optimist, at our Bright Side. There's a Bright Side Somewhere archives. You can hear any of our programs on archive as well. And wherever you are in the wide world, where they are on the web, WGXC.org. So, hey, we got some more music for you today because this is our Soulful Sounds for the Season program. And I have another song that I chose to share with you today. And this one is by Mr. CeeLo Green. And when I came across this song, I was like, oh, my goodness, I didn't know Mr. Green could blow like that. I don't know how many of you follow the music competition shows, but he was one of the founding judges on one of those shows. I don't remember which one, and we don't get paid to announce it. So, but one of those shows, if you remember this flamboyant, you know, chunky kind of guy, and he had this big song out, Forget You. You have to hear a clean version of it, though. Some years ago, I think back in 2010 it was. Well, he has a Christmas album, too. Don't know. I think it was put out in 2012, and he called it CeeLo's Magic Moment. CeeLo, and he did this beautiful rendition of Mary, Did You Know? I think I want to write a song that says Joseph, Did You Know? Because Joseph has a story. Can you imagine? Well, you don't have to leave too much imagination. I'm going to be preaching about that on Sunday, but I'm going to be preaching about that down in Brooklyn at Agape Tabernacle. But Joseph, Did You Know? Well, this is Mr. CeeLo Green and his rendition of Mary, Did You Know? Your baby boy would someday part the waters. Mary, did you know that your baby boy, oh my gosh, I love that.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? And this child that you sight to the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Didn't you know that your baby boy has walked where angels try? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Oh, Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? The grave.
talk about smooth. That was smooth, Mr. CeeLo Green. Mary, did you know? But did you know? I was looking up some Christmas trivia, right? Thought that might be interesting. 9 in 10 Americans celebrate Christmas, according to a 2017 survey. It was conducted by the Pew Research Center. And they found that 55% of the people surveyed consider Christmas to be a religious holiday, while 33% think of it as a cultural celebration. Well, tell y'all what, if there's no Christ, there's no Christmas. Oh, come on here now. Let's get it right. There's no Christ, there's no Christmas. Trivia question. How many Americans celebrate Christmas? Answer, 9 out of 10. Well, I'm loving that. And it is Christmas time. And, you know, there's another woman, great songstress. She's still doing her thing out there, too. She's the godmother, aunt, or maybe both, to Miss Whitney Houston. I grew up listening to her music. And her name is Miss Dionne Warwick, and she has a song that I grew up on. Maybe some of you did, too. And, you know, it's timeless, and it's called The Most Wonderful Time of the Year. There's some of us that feel like that about this time of the year. It's the most wonderful time of the year for me.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you, be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. Season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Christmas is long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. It's the most wonderful time. Oh, the year.
and it is. Soulful Sounds of the Season here at WGXC 90.7 FM. And you're here with me, Pastor Kim, the Perpetual Optimist. See, I just don't give up. And we worked it out. So we had an opportunity to hear some good soulful music today from Miss Dionne Warwick and Mr. CeeLo Green and Mr. John Legend and Miss Mandisa. And we got some more coming your way, too. I just wanted to share this next bit of Christmas trivia before I play another soul sister singing for the season. And this bit of trivia regards the candy cane. Now, candy canes were designed by a German immigrant. Hello, y'all. A German immigrant. All right. Put a prayer up for the immigrants that are seeking refuge and help from America. We're so blessed here. And in 1847, this gentleman created the candy cane to resemble the shepherd's staff to keep children mindful of the reason for the season, the birth of Christ. And so the candy cane became part of the Christmas tradition. Nowadays, get this, 1.2 billion are produced and sold each year. I wonder if any of his descendants get any royalties out of that. 1.2 billion produced and sold each year. Love us some candy canes. Yes, we do. Well, beloved, we got some more music for you. And let me see who we have coming up next. Oh, this young lady. Oh, my goodness. I used to go and see her shows back in the day. She was the Bluebells, and then she was Patti LaBelle and Nona and Sarah and Patti. And my goodness, if you ever get to see this woman in concert, you must do it. This is her Christmas song from her My Christmas album. And this is called That's What Christmas Means to Me. Miss Patti LaBelle.
It's that special time of year, and with Christmas drawing near, we run around all over town and try to spread a little cheer. But it's more than names on our shopping list. It's a time to reminisce, to thank God for all His blessed gifts. I'm telling you, that's what Christmas is to me. In the snow, the children play, while grown-ups plan the holidays. We do all we should, trying to be good and remembering to give praise. But it's more than fancy bows and mistletoe. It's joy unspeakable and love flowing from my soul. That's what Christmas is to me. Now it's fun to go out caroling and to hang tinsel on the tree. Still none of this compares times the season brings. Yet it's more than all these things.
Yes, that is Miss Patti LaBelle. And my goodness, what is she? Actress and songstress and songwriter and cook and cookbook author. And you can get her good stuff in Wally World. Oh, my goodness. That's what Christmas is to me. Yes. Someone had did some songs that said, what if Christmas could be every day? I don't know if we want Christmas to be every day, because one of the trivia things I came across was that Americans spend on average $900 on Christmas. My goodness, my goodness. I don't know if we got to do all that, y'all. You know, I think if we share a little love on Christmas, some people say, well, that might fly in your house, but not in mine. I better come in the door with some gifts, right? But love, okay? Someone said, what could we give God? He's the creator of everything. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. The cattle on 1,000 hills belongs to God. So what in the world could we give to God on Christmas Day? It is the celebration of the birth of his only begotten son. He sent into this world to help us get through it. And someone said, well, the thing that we could give God, the thing that God asks us to give, is love. Isn't that right? So, yeah, I go with that. I go with that. So I chose a song that is Give Love on Christmas. And it is by this group called New Edition. And we haven't heard this song in a while, or I hadn't heard this song in a while. But here it is for you.
Christmas Day. On Christmas Day. Oh, each one of us wishes all of you, all of the dreams that you dream come true.
Christmas, Brightside listeners, our WGXC family. Merry Christmas. It is the season. Yes, it is. And there's a reason for the season. And I don't care what you try to do. I don't care if you have a different religious persuasion, affiliation, or none at all. It's Christmas. And there's no Christmas without Christ. Yes. Well, listen, we're coming down in that time, and I hope that we've given you some song selections that'll help you enjoy the spirit of the season. We would focusing on some soulful sounds. How about that? Some soulful sounds. And, you know, there's one gentleman who really epitomizes Christmas soul, and that is Mr. Nat King Cole. And I tell you, it was tough trying to find which one of his songs I would share today. But I chose this song to mix it up a little bit because we gave you some sacred sounds, soulful sounds, and some secular soulful sounds, some seasonal soulful sounds. But I think in the genre that he's singing about, we needed to make sure that there was an inclusion. So here's Mr. Nat King Cole, Mr. Christmas Soul himself, and he's singing Caroling, Caroling. Yeah, what is Christmas without Christmas carols and carolers?
Caroling, caroling through the snow, Christmas bells are ringing. Joyous voices sweet and clear sing the sad of heart to cheer. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling through the town, Christmas bells are ringing. Caroling, caroling up and down, Christmas bells are ringing. Mark ye well the song we sing, gladsome tidings now we bring. Ding dong, ding dong, Christmas bells are ringing.
Dong, ding, dong. Christmas bells are ringing. And you know where else they're ringing? They're ringing all around town with the Salvation Army kettles. And so, you know, do what you can do. The Salvation Army here in Hudson is going to be having an Angel Tree Christmas. And if those of you who don't know, I'm not sure, but I think it would be the same, is that gifts are gotten or purchased and donated to serve the children whose parents are incarcerated. And we don't want those children to suffer. You know, when someone gets incarcerated, it's not just them, but their families that suffer. And not everybody that's incarcerated deserves to be there. We're finding that out more and more with all of the technologies that we have and all of the information that we have about misjustice in the justice system. So let's not be too harsh in judgments and rush to judgments, but let's remember the children. So they're going to be doing Angel Tree. This is something we used to do many years, and then it got so popular one year they told us they had enough. But perhaps now the need has arisen again, and so that's what Salvation Army is going to be doing this year. We certainly have our own outreach ministry called Angels Are Among Us Working. AAU, Angels Are Among Us, AAA, working. And we thank the county clerk and the Marines for their donations that help us reach out to families. And most of the time we're helping grandparents and surrogate parents, foster parents, godparents, seniors, and families with multiple children to make sure everybody gets a little something for Christmas. And so, you know, so we're doing that. We have the Edith Casey's fund going on, and people are donating there too. We have a very giving community here, and that's a beautiful thing to be a part of. So listen, when we come back in 2 weeks, we're going to be sharing some more sounds for Christmas and more announcements about things that are going on in our community that you can be a part of, that you can go out and enjoy. or that you can contribute a time or treasure to help make this season merry and bright. As I get ready to get out of here, I have one more song. Thank you for being there and sharing with me today and going through that crazy beginning. But there's never a dull moment in my world, I tell you the truth. And that's how come I can declare and say, I don't care what's going on in your day, there is a bright side somewhere. You don't quit in the dip. I have a song for you that's going to take us out of here. And, I got a shout out to my angel son, Cameron. I was giving all my Thanksgivings out and angels out there. My son, Cameron, love you madly. And to my brother, also Keith, November was a month. A lot of things were going on. A lot of people passed away. And it was kind of good to see December come. But I didn't make it out of December without all of you, my dad and mom. Didn't make it through November without you, Sister Mary, and my Overcomer Ministries family. Oh, my goodness, all of you, and you know who you are, too, and all of our prayer line partners and our God Belonging Our County family members. I mean, truly, it's good to be part of something bigger than yourself, and you all have been a blessing to me. I'm going to get ready. I love you. God loves you more. And out there listening audience, I love you, too. And still, God loves you more. I'm going to get ready to get out of here now. And before I do, with just a 2 minute or two, I want to play a little bit for you of this crooner, Soulful Sounds of the Season. Oh, my goodness. Who doesn't love him? He still looks as good as ever. And this one is called Christmas is My Favorite Time of the Year. Yes, it is. And this one is from none other than Mr. Smokey Robinson and the Miracles. And Lord, we've had some miracles here today. All right, beloved, enjoy this time of the year. It's my favorite time, too.